football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello everybody, welcome along to the League Podcast, League One and League Two version as we approach Christmas. We'll be coming thick and fast with these podcasts over the festivities, so make sure you check out them all on the72.co.uk, on Audio Boom or on William Hill's website, williamhill.com/podcast. The easiest thing to do, subscribe to iTunes and you get them delivered straight to your PC, your phone or your tablet. The man looking at League One and League Two for us today is Sam Ashu, one half of the creative force behind the72.co.uk and a regular on In Play Radio here at William Hill. You well, Sam?
Now then, yes, fine, thank you, Lee.
I don't know why I did all that at the start. I usually at the end, I just thought I'd get out of the way this time.
No, why not,
Yeah, just a bit of a different
week,
one.
Wasn't it, of Capital One Cup and FA Cup action, some Football League clubs involved, and of course, big congratulations to Sheffield United in League One, who made the semi-finals of the Capital One Cup.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a common thing for Football League clubs to get into the latter stage of this tournament, and it just shows up the Premier League clubs who don't put strong teams out. But that's a debate for another time, I'm sure. Let's have a look at League One first of all, shall we? You've picked out Swindon versus Doncaster as your first match. Swindon are priced up at 10-11. The draw is priced up at 23-10, and Doncaster Rovers' price is 16-5. Well, Swindon Town are second in the table, as I'm sure most of you are aware, a point behind Bristol City with a better goal difference than the league leaders. So if results go their way, they could find themselves top of the table this weekend. Donny Rovers are down in 17th, 3 points above the four teams in the drop zone at the moment. Donny Rovers' recent form hadn't been that bad. They did lose in the Johnson's Paint Trophy to Notts County and then lost in the league as well, 2-1 at home to Gillingham. And the consolation, as it was, only came in stoppage time. You look at Swindon Town and they lost in the FA Cup to Cheltenham 5-0. But since then, it's given a bit of a kick up the backside in the league. They've won four on the spin here, Sam. Are they a good price?
Oh, they're a great price, Lee. Keeping this one nice and simple, to be honest. Swindon at 10-11 is one of my... I know we're starting with it, but it's one of the best prices in the Football League for me, Lee. I just think they're such a good side. A real credit to the league as well. Of course, won five in a row, like you mentioned. Yes, they did lose in the FA Cup, but certainly in the league, they've had some brilliant results and played against good teams as well, and they've come out completely unscathed in the league. I mean, you look at those results. Sneaked past Preston and Bristol City, both 1-0 at home. You know, that's a case of just nabbing the result, taking the points and running. Two great results for them. Beat Peterborough away as well. London Road, never an easy place to go. Then that 1-0 match against Fleetwood, well, they creeped over the line in that one. But again, got the result, and to be fair to them, they had, I think, 17 shots in that match as well. So they deserved the win. And it was a last-minute winner as well. And then a comfortable win against Notts County. And Notts County, another good side in this division. So at least, well, I'd say four out of those five victories that they've had have been against, well, pretty much top six teams, really. Top six, top seven teams. So they're going really well at the moment. And they're playing a Donny side who are a little bit unpredictable. And sometimes with an unpredictable side, you like to stay away from them in any sort of, any shape or form, really, in terms of betting. But they're not unpredictable enough for me to stay away from this game, Donny. They're just not good enough, in my opinion. They've won one in their last five league games. Yes, their form hasn't been that bad, and there's a couple of draws in there as well, but they're just not scoring enough goals. You know, you only have to look at the sort of top four strikers or so. I think they've scored, well, I'm not even going to throw a number at you, Lee, but it's not a very high number. I think Curtis Main is probably the most informed player at the moment, but he's not exactly scoring a hatful. Scored just 20 goals all season, Doncaster. I think that's something like the 19th worst goal-scoring record in the league. You compare it to Swindon, who have scored nearly double. They've scored 39 this season. So, you know, that just tells you something as well about the differential between these two sides. So, you know, I've spoken before about Doncaster and how I'm not a huge fan of the way they play football. I like to see teams really go for it from the off and sort of set out their stall, if you like. But Doncaster don't really seem to do that, and I just don't think they give enough to force an upset in any of the matches that they play against the top sort of six, top four sides, if you like. So for me, Swindon at 10-11, I think is an excellent price. Just a couple of scorers quickly that I want to throw in there as well. Andrew Williams is the top goal scorer. He scored 11 league goals, and he's a man in form. He scored four in the last five as well, developing a really nice partnership with Jonathan Obika. And there's Michael Smith, who's been struggling to get in the starting lineup of late as well, who at the start of the season was sort of touted as the main man. But certainly in the last three or four games, he's come off the bench. So Obika and Williams going really well. Not quite sure what the price is on Andrew Williams anytime scorer, but if I had to pick one in that match, it would certainly be him.
I was just looking down the list then, actually, to see if I could find his price. I'll come back to that after the next one. MK Dons versus Oldham. Actually, I think I may be able to find it. 5-4.
Anytime. Yeah, 5-4. I mean, look, at the end of the day, he's a man in form. Like I said, 11 league goals, scored four in the last five. A team that are banging form at the moment, a player that's banging form, playing at home against an average side. 5-4 is good enough for me.
Let's have a look at MK Dons versus Oldham. 4-5 MK Dons, 5-2 the draw, and Oldham are priced up at 7-2. MK Dons third, 3 points behind Swindon, who we've just discussed, but with the best goal difference in the division and a game in hand, by the way. Oldham just sat outside the playoffs, but equal on points with Rochdale, with Notts County and with Peterborough, who are below them. They've been going the wrong way, though, Sam. It's fair to say that, you know, that they were higher up the table, and that the recent form has been a bit iffy. A couple of them, to be fair, a couple of the worst results have been in the cups. But you know, in all competitions, only one win in the last six now, and no such problems for MK Dons, who haven't tasted defeat since the 28th of October, with only a couple of draws in there as well. Going quite nicely, aren't they, Dons?
Oh, so well now, and. I think a good season's been coming for Carl Robinson's men. They've looked decent over the past sort of 3 or 4 years. Things have really come together, and I think they're a bit unfortunate in the sense that this MK Dons side, maybe a couple of years ago in League One, would have probably topped it. But at the moment, this is one of the strongest League Ones, if you like, that I've seen, certainly in the past couple of seasons. Bristol City, Swindon, MK and Preston, I think, make up an excellent top four, and then you've got the rest of the sides that are sort of battling out for the playoffs, if you like. But like I say, they make up that strong top four, and like you say, not lost since, well, around about October time, and you know, won five out of the last seven as well. Five out of the last six they've won at home as well, and in that time they've had the equivalent of a plus 14 goal difference as well. Notched six past Colchester September time, where they beat Crewe 6-1. They are scoring quite a few goals at home. Of course, that 4-0 win against United early on in the season as well. Really enjoy playing at home. A lot of the goals they're playing as well, they're winning by a couple of goals, so bear that in mind as well. I'm not going to put up the handicap on this occasion, because they've had a couple of tight wins. Yes, they beat Colchester 6-0, but they squeezed past Swindon and squeezed past Port Vale, both by one goal in that game. So I'm going to stick with the outrights on this price. I really think that 4-5 is a good price. And just quickly on Oldham, I really fancied them to beat Yeovil, Lee. I thought Yeovil was struggling at the moment. I thought Lee Johnson would come out in the father-son encounter against his father, Gary. Yeovil, what a win that was, 4-0, and it set them up for the FA Cup match, of course, didn't it? But like you say as well, only won one in the last six now, playing against one of the informed sides, particularly at home in MK. I think 4-5 is another excellent home price in League One.
Yeah, it does look nice, doesn't it?
I know we're only focusing on a couple of games in League One today, but I just want to mention a quick one to Coventry to beat Fleetwood. It makes up a nice home sort of treble, if you like, of Swindon, MK and Coventry. Coventry to beat Fleetwood, a 5-4. Not really fancied Coventry all season, but they've won four out of their last six. I think they sit third in the form guide, which, considering there's some really good teams in League One, is pretty good going as well. And Fleetwood are 17th in the table based on away form as well, and of course they had that terrible run where they lost numerous amount of games in a row, particularly away from home. Really fancy Coventry to beat Fleetwood. Sorry, just thought I'd throw that one in there.
No, fine. League 2, we're looking at a couple of games here, and we shall start with Oxford's game at Hartlepool. 11-4 Hartlepool. The price for Oxford is 21-20, and it's 23-10. The price for the draw. Interesting game, this one. If I had to pick a game that you might go for, I understand why Hartlepool in it, because they're rock bottom and everyone wants to oppose them. Oxford 17th for 24 points, so double the points that Hartlepool have got. I mean, Hartlepool are all but down already.
They are. You know, you look at them and I like to look at the sort of the table stats that I mentioned before, not just, you know, the overall league table, but form guide, away form, home form, blah, blah, blah. The bottom of the league, like you say, they've scored the least amount of goals in the division, and they've got the worst home record in the division. And to be honest, they are, they're a Carlisle away from having the worst away record and the worst goals conceded record as well, which would make up pretty much every record that you could have at this point in time in League Two as well. So just a terrible side, I'm afraid to say. A lack of goals, you know, it's not like they're getting turned over every single week. Every so often they're losing by a couple here, a couple there, but it's just not, you know, lack of goal scoring is the major problem. And you know, I've not really fancied again Oxford. Not really fancied them for the majority of this season, but they're coming into a bit of form now. Yes, they lost their last match in the FA Cup to Tranmere, but I think Tranmere will actually be turning into a decent side now under Mickey Adams. Beat Bury 2-1. That was a huge result. That was a, you know, you know Michael Appleton would have looked at that match against Bury pretty much from the start of the season, and he would have probably written it off. But to say that they beat Bury 2-1 is a real bonus point for them, or bonus 3 points, should I say. Won two out of their last four away from home as well, Oxford, of course, playing away from home in this one. And only lost one in their last seven games as well. So, that's in League Two, by the way. So they're going all right. They really are. And I think they're going to get something against what is a terrible, terrible Hartlepool side. You know, sometimes you've just got to play the opposition. And, well, Oxford aren't my sort of most fancied side in League Two by any stretch. I do think they will beat Hartlepool, and I think it's a nice little price as well. You're not going to be able to oppose Hartlepool and get odds against on the other team very often this season. So, in my opinion, you get on it while you can.
Yeah, indeed. Let's have a look at the game between Accrington Stanley and Wickham Wanderers, shall we? Accrington in 11th on 29 points, 5 points outside the playoffs. A lot of teams bunched around the same kind of points total there. So, you know, a couple of wins here and there could soon move you up. Wickham, though, flying at the minute. 2 points clear of Burton in second. Game in hand and a vastly superior goal difference to their next closest rivals. I mean, the FA Cup defeat to Wimbledon, fair enough. They lost to Burton, of course, and lost to Exeter. You know, if you go back to September, obviously there were further losses, but they're in a really nice vein of form here, aren't they? And they'll pretty much take all comers. Is there a waveform that I'm impressed with, Sam? I mean, you know, not only winning games, but scoring goals as well. I don't want to nick your thunder here, but could you make an argument for a win and a both teams to score here?
Honestly, it's a very valid point. You've not nicked my thunder at all because it's
good because that's going to be my nap.
Oh, excellent. Well, good luck to you. I mean, this is not the angle in that I was going to go on this game, so I'm quite glad you've flagged it up because it shows between us. Hopefully, we've not missed anything anyway. But like you say, I mean, 2-1 against Oxford, 3-1 against Barnet, 4-1 against Cheltenham, 3-1 against Hartlepool. So the overs and the both teams to score would have landed in every single one of those, wouldn't they? Or both teams to score, and the Wickham win would have landed in every single one of those, which would get you your value. For me, I was just looking at it and thinking, I mean, I was looking at the outright prices to start with, as you do, and I was thinking, I looked at it first, and I thought, Wickham at 7-5, that's nice, against Accrington. But, you know, you don't want to get too carried away. You don't want to be... People look at Accrington and always assume that they're towards the sort of bottom end of League Two. They're 11th now. They're only a couple of places off moving up. They're 1 point behind Bury. So that 7-5 price is not that enticing for me. Even though Wickham are at the top, of the league. It's a very tight division. Yes, they are playing well and playing well away from home. But I'm going to go on a completely different one here. So we've mentioned the both teams to score possibility. We've mentioned the Wickham win, which is more than a possibility. A player in Paris, Cowan Hall, is a player that I'm beginning to take a bit of a fancy to on the pitch, that is. 21-10 he is anytime. I think is a very good price to score. He's scored in his last three league games now. And, you know, this is a Wickham team where goals are sort of coming in from all angles. You know, they don't really have any particular sort of, well, standout goal scorers, if you like. Yes, they've got Paul Hayes, who's got 8 goals this season. But then Craig has played 15 times this season, scored the one goal. McClure's played 17 times this season, scored 4 goals. And Paris Cowan Hall, he scored 4 goals. But of course, like I said, 3 in his last 3 league games. And I first sort of caught sight of him when he came on against Burton Albion. And Burton were, well, they were controlling the game away at Wickham. It was a very good performance from Burton. But he changed the game a little bit, Cowan Hall. He came on, he was really confident, wanted to pick up the ball, had a strike from distance. I think he might have even hit the post or forced a good save from the keeper from a long range. And since then, he seemed to have, you know, gone on to better things and started scoring. So I think at 21-10, you know, you've got another team here that should score goals in Wickham. You know, 2 goals, 3 goals, 4 goals, 3 goals in their last 4 away games. A team that should score goals in a player who's in good form at the moment, and he's got a cool name as well. 21-10, really like that. So that's my angle in, but you raise a very valid point.
Indeed, yeah. If you haven't had a chance yet to listen to the Championship version of this podcast, Pete Farries goes for Millwall as his nap. I've got a confession to make. I didn't do it last week, did I? I promised as well I didn't do it. Time got away from me. But I'm going to dedicate an hour to... The longer I leave updating the naps table, the harder it becomes. So I'm going to dedicate an hour to it tomorrow.
You just can't bring yourself to see that the new boy's top of the league,
can you? I'm happy. No, I'm happy to admit that, if that's the case. Which it is the case. I'm more than happy to admit that. So I will. I'm going to double promise, which I think is probably undoing a promise. It's like a double negative, isn't it? It's like a double negative, isn't it? But I will do the naps table, because I think Sam does deserve a little bit of credit, at the very least. So Millwall for Pete. What are you going for this week?
I'm going to go with Coventry to beat Fleetwood at 5-4. It's not going to be the first one that sort of jumps out at everyone, because Coventry have been poor this season. But they've hit form at the right time, really. And they're at home as well, and Fleetwood aren't that good away from home. So 5-4, Coventry to beat Fleetwood is my nap.
Yeah, I'm going, I've already mentioned it, Accrington Wickham. I think this game has got goals in it. I mean, just on the pure both teams to score stats, you're looking at both of these teams having 70% both teams to score averages home and away. So the home games, 70% of them for Accrington have featured both teams scoring, and 70% of Wickham's have featured both teams scoring. And just the fact that Wickham are in such good form at the moment, you know, you look at their I think it's 5 of the last 6 away games. They lost to Exeter. But 5 of the last 6, they've won with both teams scoring. Accrington do score home goals, of course, as well. So I've been going for short prices, and I haven't been doing too well with them, so I've decided to change tack a little bit here.
This could be Italy. This
match
could
result
be
and both teams season. To score. Well, I'll update it after this wins. match result, that's a joke. Match result and both teams to score. Wickham, 100-30 is my nap.
I think this is going to propel your nap seasonally.
It might bring me to...
I like it.
I don't know. I don't even want to know where I am on the table, to be fair. But anyhow, I will do it this weekend, and I'll tweet it out.
I would say you're in the top 3.
Yeah, I think I am in the top 3. So I'm in the bronze medal. You know, what more can you ask for, really? Sam, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend. Yeah, Sam's on InPlay Radio on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So check that out, inplayradio.co.uk. Make sure you check out the 72.co.uk as well, with all the preview articles on the website. And we'll be back, as I said, right through the festive period. So make sure you check out either the audio boom page, williamhill.com/podcast, the 72.co.uk, or just subscribe to iTunes. And we'll deliver the podcasts for you. If you're having a bet on League One or League Two, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.